This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s. Yeah. Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen to many others, but none of them hold a flame to Nine and Matt Man and Paige, Fat Boy. They all good every morning.
The Rise Guys.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
Let's go to P1 Huckleberry. Good morning.
How you doing?
Good. You?
I'm doing good. The reason I'm calling today is I'm looking for some advice. And I'm not sure that this is even a problem, but, you know, I'd appreciate your input.
Well, what is the problem? We'll tell you if it's a problem and then how to handle it if it is a problem.
Well, my girlfriend moved in with me not too long ago, and I noticed a couple things since she's been here and all. Like, I've never seen her take a bath or shower.
Golly.
Okay.
Well,
and
now,
you know,
hold on a minute. Y'all live together? How long y'all live together in under the same roof?
Well, it's only been about, like, 4 weeks.
Okay. And you've never seen her bathe?
Like, once. She took a shower once.
Okay, so, all right, go on with the story, because I have a big question to ask you, but I don't want to offend you.
Well, she doesn't, the strange part is that, you know, she never stinks.
Okay, well, there's that answer.
Yeah, there's...
You know, I mean, we both go to work every day. You know, I work at the plant, and, you know, I come home hot and sweaty, but she's always, you know, smelling good, you know?
Yeah. Like, what does she smell like? She smell like perfume or lotion or just that... natural, good lady smell.
Yeah, I guess it's like some perfume or like there's a lot of that body spray stuff. I do see that.
There's sweetness to the scent, I'd imagine.
Yeah, she works down at the mall, you know, so I mean, maybe she don't get sweaty, maybe.
Well, still, though, I mean, does her hair look greasy?
It doesn't. We haven't gone through shampoo at all. I haven't had to, like, buy any more shampoo more than usual.
So you've been living with her for a few weeks. You've never seen her bathe. You've never seen her, you know. Well, one time she took a shower. Do you not think that maybe she does it while you're at the plant, while you're working?
Well, that's possible, but her hours are kind of like the same.
Oh.
Well, then again, I mean, you'd also, there'd be evidence of that. Like, I mean, is the shower dry when you come home from work? Or is it wet like somebody has used it? Are there damp towels or dirty towels? Or is it just your crap laying around?
Yeah, it's never wet. And there's never any damp towels.
Okay.
It's always not.
So what about, like, the body? Like, what do you use? Like, I use Old Spice Swagger Wolf Tooth. I think it's called. It smells, it's a stupid name, but it smells wonderful.
You're not in the bear glove?
I'm at a bear glove. I'm on wolf tooth now. So, I mean, does she have any toiletries in there?
Well, she's got like this, like some kind of body spray.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it now. It says like argan oil or Moroccan oil or something.
Yeah.
And I just, maybe it's me. Maybe I don't notice it, you know? I wonder that maybe I'm like extra smelly, like I make up for her smell or something.
Wait, this got you wondering if you stink too?
Well, yeah, you know, they say like you know, it's kind of like when you're with someone, it's kind of like a balance. So maybe if she doesn't stink, like maybe I stink really, really bad.
I mean, you know, look, she's, I'm sure she's doing it when you're not there. Maybe she's, you know, look, I don't know the situation, but maybe she's real sensitive. Like, okay, when you have sex, are the lights on? Because they now, because I'm thinking maybe she's not happy with her body and she does it real quick before you get home or something like that.
Well, you know, we don't really have sex.
You don't have sex at all?
No, we're waiting to get married.
So you live together?
But you're living together?
Yeah.
I mean, we're living together because she got kicked out. Her last boyfriend kicked her out.
Oh. Oh, so she's dating somebody 4 months ago at least, and now she moved in with you, and but y'all are gonna get married, and you're not gonna have sex until then.
Well, yeah, I mean, she was actually dating him like after she moved in here. She was still dating him for like a week or so, and then she told me if she broke it off with him, no.
She's probably going back to her boyfriend's house to shower after she has sex with him. This doesn't sound like you or even her boyfriend.
Wow, man, that's my girl.
Well, look.
A minute ago, you're waiting until you get married, but then, I mean, she's been dating some other dude and she moved into your place.
She basically needed a place to live, and now she's living there. And I'm not saying that she has to give it up to really be your girlfriend, but it just seems kind of odd.
I don't think she was sleeping with him either, you know?
Oh, maybe not. I was just mainly...
He's kind of older, you know?
Yeah.
He's like in his 50s. He's big.
He's big?
He's a big man in his 50s.
Yeah.
You'd say big, is he like a retired football player or like an old fat guy?
I think he was like a... I don't know if he was like... I think he just worked at like the power plant or something.
He's a large man.
Yeah.
I
don't really care what he did for a living.
He came over here one night and like scared me.
Well, why did he come over there?
Looking for her.
Whoa, boy, this is weird. This is more. Is there anything else going on other than the just the shower situation? Is there more you want to ask us here? Come on, go ahead. Lay down on that couch. Let's talk.
Yeah, there's got to be more to this.
There's more to this.
Like, you're clearly worried about the whole status of this weird relationship you're in, not just the fact that you don't watch this girl take showers.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You got too much weird crap going on that the fact that she ain't in the bathtub is like about the eighth weirdest thing on the list so far.
Whose idea was it to wait until you got married? Was that hers or was that yours?
Well, you know, it's part of our faith.
Okay. Well, I can appreciate that.
It's not that, but whose idea was that?
It was mostly hers.
Ha! Now we're on to something. So, man, is there more you want to ask, though? Like, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but is there more that you want to ask us other than, hey, is it weird that I've never seen her shower just one time? If there's not, it's cool.
This is not normal. I've never had a girlfriend live with me. I wasn't sure.
Yeah. I understand.
But how often should women be showering and bathing?
Well, I would say daily. But just because you don't see her doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
That's what I thought.
She's like, I don't want him to be all weird about it and call a radio show and ask, is it weird that his girlfriend doesn't shower? I'm going to pretend to shower.
I'm going to pretend. I'm going to go so far as to get naked and stand in the shower with the water on, but I'm not going to actually shower.
See?
You know, it is kind of messy in here. Yeah, maybe I should like clean it up for her or something.
Then she'll know something's up.
I mean, if she ain't showering, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if dirtiness is the thing.
Sometimes the dog likes to sleep in there. When I come home, he's just like curled up in the shower when it's dry. So maybe that's what it is. Come on, get out of there.
There's no look. There's no drugs involved in this, correct?
No, man. We're faith believing people. We don't believe in drugs.
I know.
I mean, I've gone like 4 or 5 days before, and it didn't really bother me that much.
Yeah. Were you single at that time?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
That's the thing, man. Maybe you should.
I love him.
Maybe you should introduce sex to the relationship because. I mean, come on. Any man knows that as a single man, 90% of your motivation to ever take a shower is the fact that some woman might smell you.
Yeah. When you go out with the boys, you're going to shower up because you're like, maybe I'll go home with a girl tonight. You used to not, but still, there's that chance. It's like having a condom in your wallet.
Yeah, you got to be prepared just in case.
Just in case.
You don't want to be stinky the one day a woman does want to go home with you.
That's right. That's right. I can't have sex with you. I haven't showered in 5 days. I'm sorry.
You might die if you get too close.
All right. Does your sense of smell work? Dang it. Okay, well, never mind.
Isn't it like, you know, like what they call them, pheromones or something? Isn't that like part of the attraction?
So to that extent, but I think pheromones can work against you if it's too stinky.
Yeah.
If it's just rank.
Whatever. What is the opposite of pheromones? What's something that sends them the other direction?
I don't know. Whatever I had.
Yeah. B.O.
So. Do you think you guys would be romantic showering together or whatnot? But
now, there's something to think about. Well, he doesn't want to get romantic, though. I mean, you want to get romantic.
What? I mean, yeah, I'm all for it. I want to get romantic, you know, but she's kind of got me in this thing where...
Yeah, you made a promise.
Yeah.
How do you... I don't know how you get in the... What does she wear to bed? Does she wear, T-shirt and panties, or does she wear full-on pajamas?
Parka?
Oh, I don't know. She's got her own room.
What?
No, it'd be because it'd be living in sin. So, you know, she's got her own room.
So y'all don't sleep in the same bed?
No, I mean, not yet. You know, I mean, I take her out. We go out to like eat and I pay for everything, you know.
Is that too much temptation to be beside each other?
It would be. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I mean, if eventually your hands are going to wander.
Yeah.
It might be too much temptation.
Yeah, you're going to get cold, you're going to spoon up, and then the next thing you know.
It's getting to be wintertime.
Yeah, it gets cold.
It's going to be wintertime. But then, I mean, then again, maybe the cooler weather, maybe she bathes less because it ain't 100 degrees outside. Yeah.
She let you kiss her on the mouth?
Yeah, okay. we kiss.
Okay. Man, that's
something.
Getting back
we're taking it slow.
No, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Back to the question, though. Is it bad that you've never seen her shower? Are you backing up right now? Are you backing that ass up? What's going on? Hello, sir?
I'm telling you, she doesn't smell.
I know, but there's more here that you wanted some validation that something was going on here. You might be wondering, are you being taken advantage of, perhaps?
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess that kind of crossed my mind.
See, I don't know if you are or not. I mean, on the outside looking in, that's the way it looks. But at the same time, though, I don't know if she's taking advantage of you. The fact that you have concern about it shows that, you know, with you being close to the situation and part of it, then if you feel that way, chances are perhaps. But you're looking for validation from us. You wanted us to come on and say, yeah, dude, that's gross. And then that could be your way to maybe... To validate the reason why you wanted to end this deal.
I guess. I don't want to end it. I kind of want her to shower.
But why do you want her to shower?
Yeah, I mean,
she doesn't stink.
What does it matter to you? She don't stink and you're not, like, touching her, so it don't matter if she's really clean or not.
Well, it's because it's the only thing. It's just, right now, it's boggling my mind.
But it's also bothering you that she's not necessarily really your girlfriend in your mind. Or not the girlfriend you're looking for or expecting.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
That might be it.
I don't know.
I mean, it seems like the whole thing is not working out in your favor, and I don't think her taking a bath's going to swing it any more in your favor than it already is.
Yeah.
I guess you're right. You know, it keeps the water bill low.
Okay.
Yeah, it does.
See, you got to, you know what? Count your blessings. That's right.
Yeah, and maybe you got a sense of humor about it.
I tell you what, you got an open pass to call us anytime you want to for any problem. I don't care if you can't decide between a McMuffin and a croissant sandwich. You better call us. We're going
to
help you.
We will help you decide what to have for breakfast that fateful day.
Okay?
All right. Well, I appreciate it. You guys are great.
All right, Huckleberry. Take a look at it.
Good morning, jerk off.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Up. On the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige with you. And three comedians once had a fart war in an elevator.
Well, I wouldn't call us comedians.
Yeah. Bad Boys doesn't stand up. We did it one time, Matt, together.
That's true. Okay, you could. Twice. We did it for Practical Jokers at the Bon Scorer Wellness Room.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Although that was just mainly 5 minutes of us making fun of Jeff.
Yeah, it was.
Louis Neal, former associate producer of the show, now seeking asylum in Mother Russia.
He is.
Good Lord. Well, the comedians in question. This one, I'm going to tell you how Whoopi Goldberg actually got her name. So here we go. Whoopi Goldberg, Billy Crystal, and Robin Williams once all had a fart war in an elevator.
Oh. I bet she would win. Is that bad?
So how do we know all this? Why is this all coming out? And you know,
she got a book coming out.
Well, Whoopi's granddaughter, Amara Sky Dean, is on the AB show Claim to Fame. In last night's episode, she revealed that the three of them once had a fart war in an elevator, and according to her, Robin Williams and Billy Crystal, they were standing in an elevator, and Robin Williams was just farting his life away. And she says, I guess they were Dutch ovening each other, just basking in the ambiance of farts.
Are the Dutch known for making high-quality ovens? Are they the ones that come up with the green egg? What is the
Dutch
reference
ovens
with that?
Like is a pot that you put on a stove.
Yeah, but what's with the farting? Is it
the
like
cover.
It infuses all the... Uh-huh. Okay, I see.
Makes it permeate. Hmm. Anyways, she says, my grandma got her name because she likes to fart a lot, so Whoopi Cushion Farts, and that's how Karen Johnson became Whoopi Goldberg.
Wow. She's going to be on The View now saying, I don't fart that much.
Oh, I don't fart that much. That's a lie.
That's why they call her Whoopi.
It's my Whoopi.
That's pretty good.
My Whoopi Goldberg. Oda Mae Brown is not my name.
What? She's still on that show?
Yeah, I think so.
Are the other ones still on, like the talk and the chew and the chat or whatever?
I don't think so. What's it they do a new sister act? She'll probably be off for a little bit. What'd she say they're going to do?
Oh, man.
Will Tia and Tamara Mowry be involved in this?
I don't know who that is, but they were good movies.
You got to have Kathy and Jimmy or don't do it.
Mm-hmm. You got to have Peggy Hill.
Kathy and Jimmy is the star sister act, in my opinion.
I'm thinking of Sister to Sister. With Tia and Tamara Meyer.
Oh, yeah, Sister, 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 yeah.
That's not a toy you can buy.
You may be able to find that at both locations, Adam and Eve. I'll check with Melissa and see.
Only for sisters.
It does. It would answer that question you were asking the other day, Fat Boy.
You'll be related and connected with this.
Mm-hmm.
Two-sided.
Send messages back and forth.
Well, here's something to think about. There's a new study that was conducted at Mass General Research Institute, and they found that your brain is not meant to be awake after midnight. Not that it's automatically going to shut down, but it's not wired for being up that late. The basic idea is your internal biological circadian clock is tuned towards sleep after midnight, and staying up triggers changes in the brain that cause people to view the world more negatively.
Roger Federer.
So they may lead to more impulsive behavior, high-risk decisions, including drinking, overeating, gambling, and criminal activity.
Yeah, man, that feels like that's. I love Mass General, by the way, but I think that I feel like that's like old world kind of talk, like, you know, like, oh, you know, nothing good happens after midnight, you know. Oh, that's, you know, that's when evil will play. But for real, like, what if you worked second? Or back in the day when there was, you know, the flip-flop of the poles, you know, it was day at night and night at day. People would sleep during the day because the sun was so hot. Did you know that?
No.
Around the equator, it has been seen now that during that time when the poles switched, that
siesta.
People would sleep during the day and then work at night because it was too hot to go outside.
Oh, that makes sense, though.
But think about the mind of what that would do to you, man. It's like really from working first to second shift or third or whatever.
Oh, yeah, man. It does seem to take a toll on people. Like, shifts that don't agree with them. Some people are cut out for third shift. Some people are not.
Yeah.
But this makes sense because when I've done overnights, it's a fight to stay awake like at 3 a.m. when it gets really – that's just like where you're going to go to sleep if you don't have coffee.
Remember the story page?
Yeah.
Came in and woke me up.
Remember that story, driving all the way here with no sound?
Dead air. Oh, Matt fell asleep on the board.
What? That's
when we had to actually play CDs.
By the way, you mentioned Sister Sister, the sitcom starring Tia and Tamara Mowry.
Tia and Tamara Mowry.
You can watch that show, the entirety of it, on Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, and Paramount Plus. It's streaming on every service.
Oh, it's one of those that you can have it for free. We get a cut of the ad.
Yeah, pretty much.
Screw that noise.
So back to the story, you know, there's a lot of people that are professional, people that are working at night, like police officers, pilots, nurses, healthcare workers. So they believe that their findings could have important implications for those people, including impacts on human behavior, decision-making, and job performance.
So Nine was telling me he was impacted earlier this morning.
So they say if...
Took care of that.
If you're a night owl... Don't be alarmed. The researchers are hoping that there will be further studies to study human behavior. And
my therapist one time brought up the fact that she doesn't think that my routine is good, but I can't do anything about it. So, like, during the week, I go to sleep, you know, around 10, 10:30, 11 sometimes. Get up at 4. But then on the weekends, on Friday night, I'll stay up a little bit later. Sleep in on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday night, stay up real late. Sleep in on Sunday. And then get back in the routine again. She said that she didn't think that was good. I was like, well, tough blankie.
Yeah,
I'll go to another therapist.
Tell her to buzz off. You ain't asleep, therapist.
She kind of pulled back and said if you've done it for 20 years, that's breaking that cycle now would almost be impossible.
Yeah, it's really hard to do after so long. But yeah, you can find therapists like Ric Flair found doctors declaring for that match last weekend.
Passed out.
He's going to find somebody.
I did not realize that at the time, that he passed out during the match.
Yeah.
He did after, too.
Well, he did it during the figure four because he couldn't sit upright to pin, man.
Bless America.
And do you feel stressed, anxious, overwhelmed? Do you have job burnout? It happens, especially from the pandemic and people are back at work and overworked. Well, there is a study that found that you need to deal with your stress, and there is something called the 42% rule. And so the rule found that 42% of your time should go towards resting. Your body and mind needs at least that much time off to help you recharge to avoid burning out. And that's a tiny bit over 10 hours a day. So if you sleep 8 hours a day, that leaves you 2 hours for everything from eating to exercise to your social life.
You know what that means?
You should eat and socialize. Cut back on time.
Seems like we're working too much, too many hours.
Whoa. I mean, 4. That's plenty.
No, not us. Other people. Oh, we work the right amount.
For real. What was I telling you downstairs, Jimmy? I was like, God bless. One of those moments where I was like, showing some gratitude right now.
Did you offer him a Mentos?
I did not. There's a tray full down there. Boy, you can tell they're trying to get some free plugs.
Oh, yeah.
Drop off a buffet-style platter of them. But no, I was like, God bless. It's already whatever time it was then, before 9. I was like, it is burning up out here. And just so blessed to not have a job where, A, working outside. Those of you that are, God bless you. Get in the radio. And then, like, a mutual friend of ours works in a factory where it's not really, the AC really is not in existence. And just, whew. I mean, I'm just saying, thank you, Lord.
Yeah, it's we're blessed to do what we do.
Yeah.
So give yourself 30 minutes to exercise, eat right, and then do whatever you want during the day to free your mind so you feel better. Well, here's some good news for some people that don't want so much carb in their pizza. Papa John's is introducing crustless bowls with just pizza toppings. No, nobody's...
you know, it's just...
That seems like a bowl of slop.
Well, they're called Papa Bowls, for your information. And you're going to get meats, veggies, cheese, and sauce baked all together. So basically, it's like a pizza casserole, I would say.
That's like the place where you can get a smoothie bowl. That's like, yeah, a smoothie bowl. A smoothie's in a cup.
Uh-huh.
I drink it. It's a healthy milkshake.
It is. It's a fruit milkshake.
It's a fruit milkshake.
Without milk.
Yeah, no ice cream.
So they'll be around $7.99.
Oh, find out.
Yeah.
So it's cheaper to get it with crust and just scrub it off.
If you want that. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to say, hey, famous people born on 8-9. That's August 9th. Happy birthday.
Or what?
Or suck it right after this. Good morning. The Rise Guys. Break it down. Live from callrob.com studios here in a real hot Greenville, South Carolina. Jimmy, when you were out yesterday, I hated it because I didn't get the guess.
No, it sucks.
So I get to play again. Let's get ready to say, hey, famous people born today, happy birthday.
Or suck it.
Yeah. We begin with a WWE superstar. I believe you could call her Lexi Cabrera at this point. Alexa Bliss.
Paige, remember Ryan Cabrera? Back in the 90s, late 90s.
Detroit Tigers.
No, that's Miguel.
Vaguely.
What theme is this?
That's her theme song.
Is it the current one? I didn't notice the new one. I wouldn't mean a dick. I was asking a serious question. Which theme is it?
Now that she's in between characters, they're using that one again.
Okay.
I'm going to say... 28.
30?
Yeah, I want to change mine to 32.
33.
She's 31 today. Y'all all over it.
Dang it.
Dang, man.
She's on there last night.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw her briefly. I remember what happened. I saw her come out there.
Some cool stuff going on.
I don't like women wrestling. It's not a sexist thing. I just don't like to see what... No, I don't like to see it. Whatever. I don't like to see them get hurt, even if their butts are hanging out and everything. I just don't like it.
Do you like to see tiny men wrestle?
No.
My preference. I mean, I don't know. It's weird.
Man, this next guy.
Next Tuesday. I got to write that down. I'll ask her what this means.
This next guy is a Swedish actor from a Swedish acting family. Whole family full of Swedish actors. He played Pennywise was his biggest role. He was awesome in a Netflix series called Clark, which is incredibly funny to watch. Bill Skarsgård.
Oh, Bill.
That's a cool last name.
Great name.
Skarsgård.
Is he related to the other guy?
That's one of the funniest SNL bits.
Yeah, that'd be the Swedish acting family. They're all relevant.
The other guy's hot.
What was the SNL bit?
Peter Skarsgård is the guest speaker at a pirate convention, and they keep saying
Skarsgård. Okay. Yeah. I'll say... Fat boy, you've been on a roll. I'll go with you.
36.
I hate that. He's 38.
39.
Call me butter.
He's 32, y'all.
Shoot.
What do we know?
Skarsgård.
We're doing well.
Paige, you might find Bill to be the most attractive Skarsgård.
No, the other one who is a vampire.
She's more into Peter.
I'm talking about the guy, not the character he played, though.
It's true. People that are into Tom Hanks didn't like him when he was Forrest Gump, did they?
I mean weird. It wasn't very sexy to me. I'm sorry.
I don't know if there was more Skarsgårds or Von Erichs.
I was more attracted to him when he was in Philadelphia. What?
Huh? What happened there? How about, Lieutenant Jim Dangle. That's Thomas Lennon from Reno 911. Love Dangle, his little shorts.
Such a great, I mean, obviously one of the stars of that show, but he's a great character actor, too.
And he was all over the Guar documentary just came out. Like, apparently he knows him. He knows him personally. He's a big fan. All that. He knows all about him.
Is he the guy with the great mustache?
Yeah, and the little shorts.
Yeah. His version of The Odd Couple with Matthew Perry was great.
Was it?
It was really
funny. I kind of wrote that off thinking it would just suck.
It does. Yeah. I mean, it, that's what they mentioned here on the thing I was reading about him. I haven't seen it, but I want to because I like both those guys. They're both funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's off now, but it was on for like 4 or 5 years.
Remember when he went to try to find friends or on the movie I Love You, Man, and he's like goes out that with him and he's like goes and kisses him at the end because he thought he was on a date. That was another Chris Farley moment I just had. That was really good, wasn't it?
It was awesome. I loved that.
48.
Nah, he's like 56.
Or 50. 52
for Thomas Lennon.
Paige guessed 450 on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I did.
It's not a vampire. How about Gillian Anderson, Dana Scully from Vex Files?
Scully.
Vex.
She was on a show as a sex therapist that I was watching. I've forgotten.
It's called Sex Files.
Oh!
Scully.
Wasn't she on the show, but not for X-Files, something else?
I don't remember being on. Mm. It don't mean she wasn't. She may have been. I just don't remember.
Yeah, they named the city after her, and she came on to accept it.
Jillian Berg. 58.
59?
60.
She's 54. Y'all be nice to her.
Oh, my God. Hey,
how about, oh, man, we met this guy, Matt, man. We met him in Hollywood, in Los Angeles, California.
Steve Harvey?
No.
Deion Sanders.
A guy who was much nicer than Steve Harvey. He was a jerk. Deion, primetime, very nice guy. Steve Harvey, kind of a dick.
Kind of a dick. Hell.
He was major,
really?
Major ass.
Major.
He was not pleasant to be around.
That's why I like all this positive stuff I see about him on the internet and stuff. I'm like, I don't know if it's to be trusted or not. I heard he's mean to his staff, and he was very mean to us.
But he gives away turkeys on Thanksgiving, so he's doing something good. he wants to do good when he don't have to deal with anybody face to face or talk to him or speak to him or acknowledge that they're looking at him.
Was he mean to the woman who smashed the beer cans, too?
I don't know. I didn't see him interact.
Why y'all hating on
him? We were a little more pushy than the rest of the performers on that show.
Was Coach Prime cool, though?
He's awesome.
Freaking great.
He's great. Super cool dude.
I want to meet Prime.
I will say, a rookie in 89? Yeah? 90?
He's 89.
Huh?
I think it was 89, but I'm looking.
You used to walk out of this when you played.
Right.
When you played at Florida Suck University.
Is it a big one?
Yeah, it's a birthday.
That helped.
Yeah,
he debuted as a rookie in the MLB and NFL same year, 89.
Yes. It makes me feel good remembering that stuff, but I can't remember how old my nephews are. Nah, I know their ages.
You put a lot of thought into the rookie years trying to guess athlete birthdays.
It works out pretty good. Somebody else go first.
Nah, this is where I play off of you. I always go one more than what you say.
Then he's 57.
58.
56.
He's 55 today.
Dang it.
Dang it.
Did he go all 4 years?
I don't think so.
Our apologies to Marcy Darcy and Melody Griffith. How about Sam Elliott? We get to him.
You go first.
He played Virgil Earp in Tombstone. He's a Roadhouse star, Big Lebowski.
Roadhouse.
He's in Mask as Cher's boyfriend.
Yes, he was. Great movie. Can't find it streaming anywhere. It's almost like one of those, well, I can pay for it, but I'm talking about something I pay for already.
Let me hook something up for you.
70?
Who are we guessing?
Sam Elliott.
Why you playing Marcy Darcy?
Because he mentioned it.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to skip her then.
From Frogs.
Sam Elliott, he looks like he's been 80 forever. So I'm going to go 80.
Say 75. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
You like my mustache?
You guessed, Paige. You said 70. Yeah, he's 78 today.
Oh, man.
No, I'm getting up there.
My wife calls it the womb broom.
Damn, I'm old.
The flavor saver.
I got so much boogers in my stash right now.
That's all we got today is those ones there.
Man, you missed it. Yesterday was Sable's birthday.
Oh.
Mrs. Brock Lesnar.
Rena Mayer.
By the way, if there's ever an old movie like
all
that.
All right, you don't care.
I never cared about her anyway. I never liked her much.
Really?
Never was a fan.
She was a sweet lady.
Was
she's still alive.
Sable?
Yeah.
Yeah, she might be nice. I just never was a fan, really. I did have the Playboy, though. If there's ever an old movie like Mask you want to see, man,
yeah,
they got them full free on YouTube. If it's an old movie that isn't interesting anywhere, it's usually a rights issue. They don't know who gets the money for it, who owns it, whatever. So it's free on YouTube.
Yeah, they won't kill you on ads either. I watch movies on there sometimes.
Wow.
Yeah, straight up YouTube.
Yeah, it's not even like a YouTube movie. It's just one that somebody uploaded. Nobody says anything because there's nobody claiming it.
Well, guess who's got afternoon plans now?
Is that
ambitious
a D's Nuts joke?
You are.
Gotta go get my hair done. I gotta pick up my clothes from the cleaners.
Check my nails.
Wow, what you gonna do today? All right. Thoughts and prayers again with the Newton John family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace. I loved her. I never, like, satisfied myself thinking about her, though. I didn't look at her in that way. Just pretty.
Just a sweet lady.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're about to do.
That's right. Oh. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Very special show because normally we kind of do these every other or once a month kind of thing. Tomorrow, not only will you have Nine's Best Damn Audio with, what was the clip you said?
Oh, man, it's somebody you would never expect to be at the Grand Ole Opry played there this past weekend.
Somebody. Don't look it up. Plus, a brand new Mattman's Conspiracy Mystery is back with a new Mandela effect that there's no way you're going to be able to deny it. You all thought it. Okay. It ain't got nothing to do with Berenstain Bears or Fruit of the Loom. It's something.
Oh, man. The cornucopia still messes me up.
It's, you know what? I don't even know. You talking about that basket
That's
thing?
That basket cone thing in the back of the Fruit of the Loom logo that they say was never there, even though I know it was.
Okay. Yeah, that'll all be tomorrow. Get today's podcast. You can text podcast to 72341. Get it on the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY. And most places that podcasts are available. Thank you so much for listening. You have a blessed day. Wash your hands and tickle it, guys. It is good.
Pretty funny, guys. They have a warped sense of humor just like myself.
Mornings are just better with the Rise Guys.
Just funny. Just funny as hell.
The Rise Guys.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby, bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.